Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sabah!
Hello, Michelle!
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
In
And
less than
one
a
week I'll
week.
see. Yes.
Yes,
Yes.
we're saying the same thing. I will be seeing you in person in Portland, Oregon. I'm very excited about WordCamp US and even more excited that one of the keynote speakers is here with us in the room, the virtual room, today. Welcome, Amy Sample Ward. Amy, how are you?
Good. I feel like I need to do jazz hands to meet your singing energy.
Feel free to sing anytime. It's
I
high
don't know
low
that I will,
key.
but I can bring jazz hands for you
You
anytime.
could jazz hands all you'd like. And actually, jazz hands is a way to say to clap and to do
Yeah,
applause.
in sign
Oh,
language.
yeah, which is so cool. American Sign Language. I love that too. So, welcome. Amy is the CEO of N10 and one of the keynote speakers for WordCamp US 2025. And it's really an honor and a pleasure to have you here today. So, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And I also get to call this beautiful Clackamas land known as Portland home. So, welcome in a week to my home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be able to be there and to be able to talk to somebody who knows the lay of the land around there too. So it'll be very cool.
Yeah,
So,
you need any tips? I got you.
awesome.
we've done our research, but I would love for you, in your words, to tell us what is N10 and what does N10 do for the community?
Sure. N10 is a nonprofit. I'll start there because, as an intermediary, sometimes that's not clear. But N10 actually was formed by the community. There was not a person that woke up one day and decided, like, what the world needs is a nonprofit that, does XYZ. No, there were hundreds and hundreds of community members from around the world who were trying to self-organize and be able to share resources with each other and help each other and just, rising tide lifts all boats approach, and realized, at least with the 90s tech that was available to them, that was
Back in
a
the
lot of
day.
work to organize a community, with just an email listserv and whatever else you might have. And so at one of their in-person gatherings, they really did take a vote. Should we make an organization? And the vote outcome clearly was yes. I was not there, but the community that was there, many of them still 25 years later are actually active in the community today, which is, I think, a huge gift and really incredible. So N10 was formed in 2000 from that vote, essentially, and then the hard work of some of the original staff that put all the administrative pieces together. But our mission has really always been the same, and that's to help missions and movements actually be successful, actually change the world through strategic and equitable technology. We don't recommend products. We don't teach people about products. We don't help you choose a product, because what we have found through 25 years of research, but also through 25 years and more of our own practice, that it isn't really about ultimately which CRM you choose if none of your staff know how to use it. If you didn't get
True.
consent, keep any of that data. If you don't know what you're doing with the database, right? So
Yeah.
it's all those other decisions and questions, often that don't have only one quote unquote right answer, right? It's what's best for your community, what's best for your staff needs, and navigating all of those continuous conversations around technology for every single staff person. So that's what we are here for. And we
Yeah.
have programs kind of across the spectrum of what an individual or an organization might be looking for, from online groups where you could just ask other folks, hey, what are you doing? Share your own expertise, in-person groups, but also myriad online courses, online professional certificates, including there's one for open source in nonprofits that will be open in. Well, now I don't, time is a flat circle. I don't know. Whenever you're listening to this, maybe soon.
Eventually.
But the course faculty are already working on their courses. So that one will be available too. But we also have totally free open tools that we hope are really transformative for organizations, like Tech Accelerate, which is an assessment tool to help you identify where you have risk areas, our Equity Guide for Nonprofit Technology that looks at whether you're using it, adopting technology, or you're building it for a social impact context, or you're investing in it, how you could do that in a way that serves a path towards an equitable world.
I love that. So you said early 90s into the 90s, early and then 2000. Does that mean that the first like online space was MySpace, or did you not use MySpace? Just making a joke.
I was a child in the 90s, so I was not part of the intent community at that time. But I believe there was maybe a Yahoo listserv at one point, and then Beth is gonna somehow hear this and check my facts if I can remember. But I don't think that there was a, like,
Yeah.
you know,
Probably a
MySpace. There
Google
wasn't
group, I would
any,
guess, too.
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, it was fairly technical, folks. So I do, we can go look at the Wayback Machine and see what the website was.
You also have online meetups that have happened, and regional meetups as well. I've participated in some in Western New York here, and I love that not only is it about the physical technology and the what's the word I want? The like the softwares and things like that. But there's an educational component to what happens at EdTown as
Totally.
well.
Totally. Because I think, you know, technology was created by people, so it can't be that complex. It's all the other pieces that are complex, and that's where we really
Yeah.
spend our time trying to make sure folks not only have the skills to have technology-related conversations and make decisions about technology, but the confidence, because all of the people in our community, whether they're working in nonprofit organizations directly or they're, you know, in a foundation or a technology provider, you know, but kind of facing the nonprofit sector, have been told for decades and decades that we are not smart enough to know about technology, that we're not technologists, right?
Right.
That we should not look behind that curtain because we do not know. We are not capable. And that's furthest from the truth, right? We are closest to our mission, so we are absolutely the experts on how technology should ever be adopted there. And we are not the ones that benefit when we believe that narrative that we are not technologists, even though many of us are. And so we really want to not just build up skills, but build up that confidence to kind of counter that narrative that is so strong.
I love that.
Awesome. Yeah. I honestly, I always do research, and I really admire you and
Oh my
also the
gosh.
publications and the thought leadership. I know from online, I didn't read the book yet, but it's on my to read the list for sure. You co-authorized that the Tech That Comes Next and the Social Change Anytime Everywhere. What inspired these works? What inspired you to do the co-writing, and what how they reflect your vision and tech and social change?
Yeah, good question. Social Change Anytime Everywhere was, again, because time is totally a scam, apparently published in 2013. Will you can fact check reality later? I guess that was a
Yeah.
long time ago, with my good friend Allison Capon. And we, at that time in 2013, you know, technology really felt, especially social technologies, like they were dictating how nonprofit organizations or, you know, small community organizations or community groups could and should use the internet instead of us telling the internet how we want to use it, right? And so a big piece of writing that book together with Allison was putting in practical examples of how folks are bending the tools to what they want for their mission, what works for their campaigns, how to work kind of cross-channel, which was still very, very new for organizations at that time, to not just think everything could be on Facebook, or everything could be on their website, or every, you know, that think that people move around the internet, even if they're still kind of interacting with your work or your mission area. And we were really excited to get the book out there, and even tried to design it insofar as we were able to bend the publishing world, so that there were pieces of the book that felt like, you know, you were online, just the way it was displayed. Fast forward some strange amount of time that is probably 9 or 10 years, and Afua, Bruce, and I wrote the tech that comes next, and it's a very different book. It's not necessarily looking at practical examples. I think both Afua and I have spent, you know, nearly 20 years of our career being folks who could have that practical example. And we want to be approachable, but we both really felt like if we're going to spend the time to write all these words into these long sentences that make another book, what we want that book to be is kind of a declaration that it doesn't have to be this way, that it can be different, and that we're not giving an answer. Because if there was an answer, y'all, like, the world would be so much better already. There, it isn't about having an answer. It's about the hard, intentional work every single day of seeking that answer together, collaboratively. That's how we make it better, right? And so we wanted to write a book really from the place of all the parts of, you know, of meetings where the meeting ended and we never got to say that piece. Like, that is what is in this book, right? So it includes the things we think have to be valued if people want to actually commit to this path. The questions that have to be asked, not necessarily the answers to them. And the places where additional resources needed that doesn't really exist, at least in an accessible way to a lot of people, like rest, space to just dream up other ideas that don't have to be put into an MVP and sold, right? Like, what are these other places that create generative, emergent, like, exciting places of hope, places that let us even get up and do that hard work again another day?
Awesome. Traditionally underrepresented groups are also traditionally underserved groups when it comes to technology. And we see this gap between access to technology from the haves and the have-nots, if you will. And I see that being addressed in that book for sure. And it looks like you're going to address that also a little bit in your keynote. So could you tell us a little bit? I mean, you don't have to give away the farm because people will want to come and see it. But can you tease a little bit about what we'll learn during your talk?
I really love talking to groups where folks kind of cover a few different sides of technology conversations, right? Users, but also builders, but also folks making decisions about, you know, which thing might we buy and what goes into putting some money behind something, right? Or even not money, but our time or our resource. So I'm really looking forward to WordCamp for that same reason, because it's people on, you know, every side of every conversation in the room. And so I want to hopefully use that time to talk about the book, but specifically two parts of the book, the values and what it means to apply those values in this context, so that, because I really don't think we can get anywhere if we don't start with talking about values. Otherwise, we're going to talk about them later and realize that they were never aligned and we didn't agree and we built something sideways, right? Like half of the internet. So I want to start there and talk about it first, and talk about it in a way that hopefully folks go into sessions the whole rest of WordCamp saying, yeah, but if we think about this question, right? I don't need people to say, Amy brought it up. I just want folks to keep asking those questions. So that's one part. And then share a couple examples of where we've seen interesting attempts at this approach, and hopefully save a lot of time for questions, because I'm sure there will be folks in the room from various parts of multiple sectors who want to ask questions, and I want to have discussion too.
I love that.
Absolutely. There's a lot of emerging trends now, like such as like a lot of things with AI inside the AI tools, digital inclusion, or capacity building. Which one of those excite you the most for the future of nonprofit technology? Would you think that one of will be really help more people know about it, or encourage people to ask the question, or even talk about it, or just to be more involved in it?
Yeah, I think I appreciate you pulling different pieces from N10's work. And it is hard when you just casually drop all of those terms into one sentence to be like, oh, of course, N10 does all of that. But I think honestly, I'm most fueled by digital inclusion, digital equity work, because I mean, just like none of us are free until all of us are free. We are not really all online until all of us are online. And that's not to say I want to force everybody to have like internet. I would love that everyone could have internet. That already isn't what we have, right? But when I think about digital inclusion and digital equity, I think about everyone having the skills to navigate the very treacherous waters that are the online world, that everyone knows how to stay safe, right? That and when we are closer to a world where more of us are online with confidence and skill, we also can build towards a world where that internet is safe, that internet is trusted. We maintain our sovereignty online, right? We are accountable to each other. But I also don't think we can meaningfully create that world while so many people, millions of people, don't even have online access. And so, you know, we would only be building it again within a smaller, within a certain group, which isn't the point. So I do think for me, the digital equity work is the foundation that enables any other work to happen.
My final
Awesome.
question is two part. Okay. So the first part is, what is something that you think each one of us who's listening to this podcast today, one small thing that we can do and focus on to start to make things better? And then the other is, what can we each do to think about N10, and how can we help N10?
Such good questions. Okay. One thing every person can do to help build a more equitable world through te with technology, I would say, is if you, whatever device you have, whether you have a computer or you have a tablet or you have a smartphone, or if you have all three for some horrible reason, if you're surrounded by technology, schedule a half hour. Doesn't have to be a ton of time, but this week, promise me this week. And you are going to go through every security setting. You're going to know why your settings are either turned on or turned off, because part of the damage that you might feel later is from your own lack of knowledge of what your settings are. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what every setting needs to be, but I do think that we can't, again, advocate for change if we don't really understand the impacts and the reality of today. So that is my request slash invitation slash pleading hope that all of you will go through all of your security settings and really make sure that they are the way that you thought they were and that they're working the way you want them to work. And as far as N10, well, if you're listening to this, you're already in. There's no secret handshake. Like, come be part of the N10 community. Everyone is welcome. And if you're looking for community, like, oh my gosh, we have it. Like Michelle said, there's in-person meetups every month in various regions, but there's tons of online groups. And those online groups, yes, have discussion forum, but they also have monthly calls. You want to talk about data? Oh my gosh, Stacy and the data group will nerd out all day on all kinds of data things. You know, you want to talk about technology decisions? You're colleague just said you want a ticketing system and you're like, oh my God, why? Go to the tech decision makers call. But we also have affinity groups for BIPOC professionals, LGBTQIA plus, various groups. You are welcome. Your invitation must have been lost in the mail, so please just show up. But I think, like, just as the N10 community was formed by 500 plus people trying to share their resources and lessons with each other, that is still the case. When I say, like, you're welcome to the community, I also mean, speak at the conference, write a blog post, like, share whatever experience you have is enough. And we'd love to all learn from it together, and have you be able to learn from other folks. So please know that the N10 community is the space for that, and I can't wait to see you.
I'm very much
Awesome.
looking forward to meeting you next week. I will be coming up and say hello in person for sure.
Yay,
And
I can't wait. I'm a hugger, so I invite
I am too.
Michelle a big hug. Okay.
I
And
will
you and I
also
are.
come by and see you too, because
Yay, Sama.
definitely, yeah, it will be amazing to see you in person. And also, I'm a huggy person, so that's
Yes.
perfect.
Great.
All of us huggy people.
Okay, great. Group
So.
hug.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I know we have limited time. My schedule's crazy. We're all trying to finish everything up before we get on a plane and head towards your
No worries.
hometown.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You have an open invitation. So if you ever have anything you'd like to share through N10, please reach out to us because we would love to have you back. So thank you for being here.
Great. Well, now I
Yeah.
will for sure.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Okay, we have no episode next week because we will be in WordCamp US, but we'll see you everybody else in 2 weeks for the next episode of Underrepresented in Tech. See you then.
See you. Bye.
Bye. If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.